searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. 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 This the way to go.
You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
A faith walker, specifically a young faith walker, is a person that has made a choice to live according to God's word and not their senses. If you and I are genuine faith walkers, we have decided to live by the written and the revealed word of God. It's to the point to where we're going to believe in God's word, despite what we see, despite how we feel. And when we're doing that, we're faith walkers. It is important that faith walkers, or shall I say a group of faith walkers, are connected. Okay? All of us that attend the same church, receiving the same messages on a weekly basis, it's important or essential that we are connected. Now, when it comes to being connected, it suggests a number of things. But I want to deal with three attributes that connected faith walkers have. Are y'all still with me? When we talk about being connected, it suggests a number of things, but I want to give three attributes, three characteristics that you should see if we're truly connected. All right? Three attributes. The first one being agreement. If you and I are connected as faith walkers, if we're on the same page, it says, young people, that you and I are in agreement. When a person or people are in agreement, it says that they are following the same thing. They are obeying the same thing. Why? They are in agreement. And it is important for us as young men and young women of God for us to be in agreement. Lord have mercy. Amos asked a great question in Amos 3 and 3. I'm going to put it here on the wall, but I want us to notice what it says in Amos 3 and 3. He says, can two walk together unless they agree? If we're going to really be connected and live according to God's word, young people, we got to be in agreement. We got to agree on what God's word has said. Would y'all agree with that? Yeah. We need to agree that prayer works. that prayer is something that children of God should do on a daily basis. Yeah, we need to agree on that, because there are churches out there that don't even pray anymore. Don't even start services in prayer. But if we're connected, and I, as pastor, believe in prayer because that's what the Bible teaches, we all need to believe in prayer. Yeah. We just don't need to believe in prayer. We need to practice it on a daily basis. When it comes to bringing God his money, we need to be in agreement. We need to agree that God said we should bring all his tithe and offering into the storehouse. And then we need to put that into what? In the action. We don't want to find out that there are leaders, ministers, and members that are not in agreement with that. We all need to be on the same page. We need to be in agreement about love, right? Yeah, we need to have love as disciples, one toward another. I go through things, you go through things, right? But we still need to speak to one another. We still need to hug one another's neck. We still need to tell one another the truth in love. We need to manifest love toward one another. Would y'all agree with that? Yeah. So if we're going to live this life as a Christian, we need to be in agreement. Now, understand something. There are going to be times to where people in the church and outside the church are going to get you to agree with them to do something that you have no business doing. Now, you don't be in agreement with folk like that. All right? We should agree on God's word, but everybody not going to try to get us to be living according to God's word. There are going to be people, as well as yourself, that want you to agree with them when it comes to doing that which is wrong. How many have lived long enough to experience that? Yeah, there are going to be people that want you to go along with their mess, go along with their foolishness. And sometimes your own self may try to get you out the will of God. We just need to disagree, right? Let me show y'all a verse. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 1. And notice, if you will, verse number 10. So we need to agree as long as it lines up with the word. But if somebody wants me to agree with them to do something that's outside God's word, I need to disagree. All right? Proverbs 1 and 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent or agree. If someone tries to get you to do that which is wrong, you don't agree with them. You don't obey and you don't follow. Well, it's my cousin. You don't agree with them. If what your cousin wants you to do is out of the will of God, just because that's your cousin, you do not have to agree with them. Well, that's my sister, my brother, or my mother. It don't matter who it is. It can be pastor. If pastor come to you trying to get you to do something out the will of God, look at somebody and say, don't consent. That's right. You don't go along with it. It does not matter who it is. On your team, in your family, in your church, y'all mighty quiet. It doesn't matter who it is. Don't go along or agree with someone that wants you to sin or do wrong. Why, pastor? Because the wages of sin is death. Yeah. And you reap what you sow. And so it don't matter who it is. I'm not going along. I'm not going to agree with no foolishness. How many have made up to in your mind that you to the point you ain't putting up with no dumb stuff? I ain't putting up with no dumb stuff. I don't care if it's somebody in my family or whoever. I'm not going along with that dumb stuff. So how many understand there are times we need to agree, but then there are times we need to what? Disagree. By a show of hands, how many are with me so far? All right. So when it comes to being connected, we need to walk in agreement. But we also need to know there's going to come a time we need to disagree with folk. All right? Okay. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Man, I still want to talk about this agreement for a second. This agreement is powerful. Woo, look at somebody say, agreement is powerful. Yeah, it's good to be connected to the right folk. And sometimes in life, young folk, as you go to Matthew 18, sometimes in life, you're going to go through things where you need some help. One of the worst things you can do as a young person, as a young adult, is try to solve life's problems on your own. The Bible teaches we should cast all of our care on the Lord, for he cares for us. The Bible teaches that there is safety when we get counsel. So these verses teach us, look, we don't have to try to solve the problems and the cares of life on our own. There will come a time in your life to where you will need to find somebody to agree with you for some help, to agree with you for some strength. You don't have to try to solve it on your own. And so look what Jesus taught in Matthew 18. Matthew 18. And y'all look at verse 19. Again, we're talking about attributes of being connected. And the first one is what? Agreement. Look at Matthew 18 and look what Jesus taught in verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning, help me, anything that they ask, look at the power of agreement. It will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together or connected in my name, I am there in the midst of them. You see that? Agreement releases the power of God. When you find yourself on the journey of life and you seemingly have gotten off course, there comes a time to where sometimes you may need to find somebody to agree with you to help you to get back on track. Back in the day, we used to call it a prayer partner. Man, I need to find me a prayer partner to agree with me in prayer so I can get certain things done in this life. And see, young people, you'll hear things coming up where people say, look, you can't trust nobody out here. No, you need to trust somebody. Yeah, you need to have someone strong in your life to help bear the infirmities that you have or your weaknesses. So when you find yourself struggling, young folk, when you find yourself going through the valley of the shadow of death, sometimes it's in order to ask somebody to agree with you. Woo, you get someone that's stronger than you. Hey, I'm having some problems in my life and I can't solve this on my own. Can you agree with me in prayer so I can get the victory? I'm trying to believe God for something in my life. Can you agree with me in prayer? All you need is one other person, according to this verse. And if both of you agree about a particular thing, as long as it lines up with God's word, the Bible says it's going to be done for you. It's going to be done for you. You don't have to be depressed. Sometimes you need to find somebody to agree with you so you can come out of that rut. You don't have to wonder if it's going to happen. Sometimes you have to find somebody to pray with you and agree with you so that thing can be done. Even Jesus, when he was about to be placed on the cross, when he was about to suffer, he even went to his disciples and asked them to agree with him in prayer. Y'all come on over here and pray with me for 1 hour. Now, those who we went to the ass, they ended up falling asleep. Now, that teaches us we need to be careful about who we ask to agree with us. You just can't go to everybody. You need to be led by God on who you talk to about your personal business and who you get to agree with you. How many are understanding? This is so important because there are going to be times, young people, you may not feel comfortable talking to your parents. And I know some parents say, look, you can tell me anything. No, no, that ain't going to happen. How many know that ain't going to happen? And they say, and they be sincere, and sometimes they be crying and letting you know they love you, and you be like, well, I ain't going to do that. But you need to have the type of wisdom, young people, that you do have somebody in your life that you can go to vent to talk to, and get to agree with you about different things in your life. Am I laying it down right this morning? All right. So what's the first attribute of being connected? Agreement. There are people we need to agree with, and there are people we need to what? Disagree with. And when we get to going through things, agreement releases the power of God, right? Okay, second attribute of being connected is maturity. If you and I are connected as faith walkers, it says that we're mature. Oh, Lord. If we truly connected, it says we have matured. When a person is mature, it says that they have put away childishness or childish things. You stop being petty and you deal with what needs to be dealt with. And how many know in groups, sooner or later, you're going to have problems? In churches, sooner or later, you're going to have problems with folk you go to church with. If you marry a young couple, look, sooner or later, you're going to have problems with your spouse. Sooner or later. Matter of fact, you're going to have multiple problems with your spouse. Y'all heard Mullins preach it. It's just true. On your job, sooner or later, you can say, I pray for this job. God gave me this job. But guess what you're going to have on that job? You're going to have some problems. You're going to have problems. But when a person is truly connected, it says that they are mature. And I believe you can be young but still have some areas in your life that you are mature. Yeah. You look at Jesus, 12 years old, but he had a mature mindset that he must be about the Father's business. Yeah. So let's look at this. Let's look at this verse. Y'all go to 1 Corinthians. Y'all stay with me. Y'all still with me? All right, 1 Corinthians 1. And let's look at verse 10. So when we connected, that's saying we mature. Oh, Lord. That's saying we put away childish things. Okay, let's look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. And y'all read with me when I pause, all right? Y'all pick it up when I put it down. Now I plead with you, brethren. So who is he talking to? Church folk. By the name of our Lord, help me, Jesus Christ, that all of you speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you. Sound like he want them to be connected, right? But that you be perfect, that you may be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Perfect in this verse does not mean flawless, but mature. I want y'all to be together, but be mature. Just because you get a hard word from the pastor, that don't mean pastor don't love you. It's time to be mature. In truth, that means pastor really do love you. Because those whom the Lord loves, he corrects, he chastens, he rebukes. So don't get mad and leave the church. No, grow up. That's pastor showing love. When mama don't let you do what you want to do at home, don't be on that dumb stuff. I'm going to run away. Where to, girl? Brother, where you going? Just be mature and understand mama love you. And in the family, as a parent and a child, you're not going to always get your way. You got to mature. In life, we don't always get what we want. And sometimes we don't always get it the way we want it. And see, we got to be on the same page. Look at somebody say, you got to grow up. Yeah, you got to grow up. Anybody in here ever been guilty of just staying childish in some areas? Yeah, you got to grow. Got to grow up. If the praise leaders say, look, we got to stay here 30 more minutes because y'all ain't hitting right. Don't get mad. Just start hitting it right so you can leave. It ain't personal. This the Lord's business. And we want it to be right. Look at somebody say, we got to mature. The pastor come through and just say, hey, need y'all get out that sound room and come in here. And let's give God the glory. Don't get mad. Just go in there after church and realize pastor just want everything to have breath to give God the praise. Don't get mad. No, just grow. Just grow up. I find it so amazing sometimes how some parents and young people, they'll be a part of sporting teams, and the coach will cuss at them in their face, embarrass them, but folks still show up to practice the next day. Ain't that something? I mean, say, call them sorry, make them run till they cramped up and hurting, and call them F this, and you acting like a B, and they still do what the coach tell them to do. And that's some folk be like, shoot, I'm out of here. I ain't taking that. But you know what? God is not like that. God is not like that. But he will give us a hard word from time to time. And we have to get to the point to where we just take it. We just take it, self-evaluate, and make the necessary changes. So if we're going to be on the same page, we got to mature. How many know the word hurt sometime? Yeah, look around, say it ain't personal. Yeah, it ain't personal. It ain't personal. It's just we want to line up with God's word, right? So the first trait of being connected is agreement. Second trait is maturity. And thirdly, what I want to deal with when you talk about being connected is unity. Unity. Now, when we are unified, young folk, it says, first of all, that we refuse to separate from God. Yeah, we're going to have opportunities to separate. But when you're truly unified, you stick together. Yeah, you stick together. You're not going to allow anything to separate you from the love of God. Not going to allow folk you go to church with to cause you to separate from the love of God. Yeah, I just refuse to get out the will of God. Now, me and this person, we may be, our relationship may be rocky, but I'm not going to let that separate me from the love of God. Now, I'm on the dance team, and me and this person ain't getting along, but I'm not going to cause that to make me separate from the dance team. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I refuse to separate from God. I'm just to that point in my life that I realize God has been the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me, and I would be a fool to separate from him. And when I talk about him, I'm talking about him and the things that pertain to him. How many have reached that point to where you got to have Jesus? Yeah, you got to have G. You mess up sometime, but you're not going to separate. Yeah, sometimes you have missteps, but you're not going to throw in the towel. You're not going to leave your Jesus. Where you at, young folk? How many feel that way? Yeah. Unity also suggests togetherness, sameness, and order. When we're truly connected, young folk, we're going to be talking the same way, thinking the same way, doing the same thing according to God's word. We know the world got their own vibe, but we're not going to be on the vibe that the world is on. No, we're going to stay in the will of God. There's order. True unity, there is order. Connected faith walkers must promote unity and prevent division. We must promote unity and prevent division. Say that with me. We must promote unity and prevent division. We must prevent what? Division and promote what? On the praise team, we need y'all to promote and prevent. Musicians must promote and prevent. Pastor must prevent and promote. The members must promote and prevent. There you go. That's it. True faith walkers, we strive to come together and not push people away. Right? All right. So let's look at this. Let's look at some truths about promoting unity and preventing division. That's what we want to look at. Are y'all still with me? All right. Come on, faith walkers. Y'all still with me? All right. Let's go to John. Let's go to John. All right. I'm going to hit these points. And guess what? I'm going to be done. Now, before I hit these points, let me just back up and review. What's the three attributes of being connected that I talked about this morning? Agreement, maturity. Oh, yeah, y'all with me. What must we promote? And what must we prevent? There you go. Okay. John 10:30. Look at Jesus in this verse. I and my Father are one. Read that. Ready, go. I and my Father are one. Look at Jesus promoting. What is he promoting? Him and the Father are one. They're on the same page. And see, as faith walkers, we must be and remain connected to the Word. How many know God is the Word? So Jesus was basically saying, me and the Word, we connected. I promote the will of God. I'm on the side of the Word. That's what we need to be. In your personal life, young folk, you and the Word need to be connected. See, it's bigger than just pastor said. It should be pastor said what the Word said. Why? Because pastor should be following Christ or the Word. And then the members follow the pastor as long as he is following or connected to the Word. Are y'all with me? Jesus said, him and the Father, they're one. He was all about the Word. In your marriage, if you're married, your marriage should be based upon the Word. As a single young person, your singlehood, how you carry yourself should be based upon the Word. Now, see, when you leave the church, some folk gonna have a problem with that. You'll have people say crazy stuff. I don't believe the Bible. I don't believe the Bible. The Bible contradict itself. When you hear fools say stuff like that, that's a sign that they are not in the Word. If God contradict himself, that would say he's not one. When you hear people say the Bible contradict this, no, no, no. They don't understand that the Bible cannot lie. If it was a lie, it would contradict itself. But the Bible doesn't do that. Why? Because Jesus and the Father, they're one. Every aspect of our lives need to be connected to the Word. When I get up here to teach God's Word, it shouldn't be about jokes and having a good time. No, I should be feeding you the Word. When the praise team gets up to lead songs, when we listen to those songs, it should be songs that are connected to the Word. When you listen to a musician, you need to make sure whatever artist or musician you're listening to, that what they're saying is connected to the Word. If I ask you to give, what I'm asking should be connected to the, are y'all getting this? Yeah, everything we do, it should be connected to the Word. We should be on the same page. We should be united with the Word. The most powerful tool, resource that we have access to here on earth is the Word. Every day, young folk, you should find time to meditate on God's Word. Don't you know the Word is so powerful that the Bible teaches that if we meditate on the Word day and night, and then we observe it or put it into action, we'll find good success? That's how powerful the Word is. Do you not know that demons tremble at the name of Jesus or the Word? They know the power that's found in the Word. Everything we do, young folk, it needs to be promoted to the, connected to the Word. Yeah. And then when we come in the church, what we think, say, and do should be a result of what we have found in the written and the revealed Word of God. Why y'all sing that? Because the Bible says such and such and such and such. I should be able to ask the praise team, is that song y'all sang, is that based upon Scripture? And they should be able to give me something to prove it. The messages that you hear, it should be based upon the Word. When a preacher get up to lead in prayer, the prayer need to be based upon the Word. When you leave here and you meet folk, you don't do things with folk that are contradictory to the Word. We are living in a day where young folk and grown folk, they're leaving the Word. They're leaving the Word. People are doing what they want to do, how they feel. But everything we do, young folk, should be Word-based. Word-based. How many agree with that? By a show of hands. Yeah, but we in that day where folk don't want to hear the Word. Yeah, they got itching ears, the Bible say. They want to hear what they want to hear. But I want the Word. I got to have the truth. What about you? Man, I got to have the truth. Don't play with me. Give me the Word. That's what's going to revive me. That's what's going to help me. That's what's going to prosper me. Am I right about it? If that be you, shout, I want the Word. That's it. Okay, let's go to Psalm 133. Got to remain connected to the Word. We got to remain connected to the Word. Psalm 133. Oh, Lord, let me go to the Old Testament. You got to make sure as a husband that what goes on in your family is connected to the Word. You got to make sure that you are a young man or a man according to the Word. Because they got this new man now. I don't know what's going on. I said they got this new so-called man now. Man, I don't know what they got. Well, yes, I do know what they got going on. This is demonic. They had this young man that wants to be a woman. And so Georgia Tech allowed the young man to be a woman and swim on the girls' swim team. He identified. Now, he a man, but he say he a a woman. So they said, well, come on over here and swim on the women's swim team. Killed all of them, first place. That ain't no real man. Not when you consider scripture. Oh, Lord, let me leave that alone. Let's go to Psalm 133. Oh, they trying to redefine what God called a man. As well as a woman. Okay, Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how, help me, pleasant it is for brethren to what? Dwell together in unity. Unity causes corporate blessing. A corporate blessing, young folk, is when God does particular things, not just for one person in a congregation, but for everybody. Lord have mercy. So when we promote unity, God gives us the corporate blessing. Now, God got individual blessings, but there are some blessings that he wants to do for everybody. The whole house. I said the whole house. With that being said, I can mess up your blessing. Y'all want me to mess up your blessing? With that being said, you can mess up my blessing. And I don't want you to mess up my blessing. So we need to be on the same page. Don't you know God would bless all of us if all of us would be connected when it came to praise and worship? You know all of us ain't connected when it comes to praise and worship the way we should be. Don't you know those that refuse to come on and get connected, you hindering my blessing. I said you hindering somebody healing. Hindering somebody's deliverance. There's a corporate blessing that happens when we all praise the Lord. You see it in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And because God doesn't change, young folk, we got to make sure we on the same page. When we come in here and it's time to pray, everybody need to be praying. You know, if we all agreed in prayer, God would do something for all of us. Do you know when it's time to praise and worship, if everybody in here would go ahead and just give God the glory, you know God would release something for everybody? But I'm telling you, it's sad when you see able-bodied young people that will not give God the praise. Won't move. Won't put them hands together. Won't open up that mouth. You hindering my blessing. You hindering my corporate blessing. Look at somebody and say, no, no. We don't need that. We need you to get connected. Look at somebody and say, we need you to get connected. You able-bodied. You can clap them hands. Why won't you clap them hands? You can move and dance. Why won't you do it? Who does that? Who comes to church and just sits there and will not give God the praise? What is going on? Who does that? So look at somebody and ask and say, who does that? Some of y'all could be like you, but don't get no answer. We want you to get connected. All this glory in here. All this glory. Look at somebody say, all this glory in this house. We need you to get connected. Somebody's deliverance is on the line. Somebody's healing is on the line. All we need you to do is just link up with us. And when we praise the Lord, you praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, when I praise the Lord, you praise the Lord. Yeah, and if we get on the same page according to this verse, we're going to start seeing some good and pleasant things. Woo, I said we're going to start seeing some good and pleasant things. And that's what I want to happen in greater measures. It's been happening, but we can step it up, trendsetters. I said it's been happening, but we can go a little bit higher. We can do a little bit better. Matter of fact, we ought to just give God a little taste of what we can do. We ought to just give God a little taste of what we are capable of. We ought to give God just a little preview of what is to come. No longer am I going to be disconnected. I'm going to give God the praise. I got problems, you got problems, but we can still give God the praise. My neck, my back may be hurting, but I can still give God the praise. If you can shoot a basketball, you can praise him. If you can scroll on your phone, you can praise him. Oh, look at somebody and say, let's get connected and give God the praise. I'm tired of seeing dead young folk in God's house. I want somebody to start lifting up the name of Jesus with me and my brothers and sisters. Come on and give God a preview. Hallelujah. See, we just proved to God. Y'all sit down. We just proved to God we capable. We able. We don't need the minister to come in here and use up 3 minutes of their prayer time trying to get us to give God the praise. And then when we leave or dismiss church, we don't want the end of church to be the loudest part of the service. The loudest part of the service is at the end when young folk talking in fellowship. That's a shame. That's a crying shame. David had to ask Israel. Listen to me, young folk. In the book of 1 Samuel, I believe it's chapter 16, when Israel was not, when they were fearful to fight against Goliath, David asked a question, who will remove the reproach from Israel? In other words, he was asking, who gonna remove the shame? Israel, you should be fighting. You're God's fighters. You should be fighting against Goliath, but y'all scared. David said, who gonna remove this reproach? And I got the same question. Who in here is going to remove the shame from the MSW and start giving God the praise the way they should? Who gonna do it? Who gonna continue to give God the praise and you're not going to be a reproach? Who gonna continue to give God the praise regardless? See, I'm trying to promote unity. We all need to be, young folk, on the same page. Now, I could give us some good traits where I know that we are unified, but we are on the same page. But I need to cry loud and spare not this morning. I don't want to talk about the pluses. I need to talk about where we need to improve. On a collective basis, young folk, we got to do better. Look at somebody say, we got to do better. Got to do better. Got to do better. Am I right about it? So we see here in the text that unity causes corporate blessing. Y'all see it? Now, I want to give y'all something. Y'all go with me to 1 Chronicles. And I want to give you an example of how unity caused a corporate blessing. This a man by the name of Obed-Edom. 1 Chronicles 13. Now, in your spare time, I want you to read about this. But I want to look at verse number 14, 1 Chronicles 13 and 14. And for the sake of time, here it is right here on the wall. Look at this corporate blessing that happened because of a household being unified or connected. Look at this corporate blessing. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom. In his house, how long? 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. This man's house was unified. And because the house, his whole household was connected, young folk, who got blessed for 90 days? The whole house. Was it just Obed-Edom? No, it was the whole what? The whole house. Everybody got blessed. And then look at how strong the blessing was. Everything that he had. And all that he had. Even the things that he had were blessed. All because the whole house, young folk, was unified. They were all on the same page. And see, that's how we need to be. We need to be on the same page. I know, as ministers, we go through things, but as ministers of the gospel, we need to be on the same page. We all got problems, we got trials, we got things we're going through, but when we come in here, our mindset needs to be on helping young people, young adults, to be productive. And if I got to pray, if I got to teach, if I got to receive the offering, I got to make sure we're all on the same page. Praise team and musicians. I know y'all got things that you go through in your family, in your life, and on the job. But when you come in here, y'all need to be on the same page. When y'all go into the classroom to pray every morning or every Sunday, that's y'all trying to get y'all mindset on the same page. Y'all need to be making sure, despite what you go through, we all on the same page. We're on the same page because we don't want to hinder the corporate blessing. We don't want to be the ones that cause somebody to miss what God has for them. Look at this. For 3 months, they got blessed. For 3 months, because there was unity in his house, they were on one accord, God blessed everything he had. That's what I'm talking about right there. Could you imagine that? Woo, I didn't get no answer. Can you imagine that? For 3 months plus, God just pouring out on you because everybody on the same page. One person get up about how God blessed them. Then two people get up about how God blessed them. Then we just got to keep having testimony service because God is just pouring out on everybody. That's how God wants it to be. Are y'all excited about that? So from this day forward, when it come to praise and worship at the MSW, we need to be connected. We need to be unified. Leave your cares on the altar. Just cast them on the Lord, and let's give God all the praise. Let's put our hands together right there. Come on and give God the praise. Matthew, let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew 12. Matthew 12. Matthew 12. Lord have mercy. I want that corporate blessing. What about you? I want that corporate blessing. I love seeing my brother get what God has for them. What about you? I love seeing it happen for my sister. All right, notice Matthew 12 and 25. So we promoting unity. We need to promote the word, and we need to promote being on the same page so we can get that corporate blessing. Look at this, Matthew 12, 25. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, help me, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself will not. Division causes destruction. We need to prevent division because that's what causes destruction. If me and the ministers are not on the same page, we can ruin some things at the MSW. If the praise team, singers and musicians are divided, they can cause ruin at the MSW. If the armor bearers are not on the same page or connected to the pastor, they can cause ruin or destruction. And we can just go on down the line, right? From the first lady to the audio and video ministry, down to the members. We don't need to be divided. Because division causes destruction. And two types of destruction he lists in the text. First of all, he talks about desolation. Desolation, young people, has to do with being unhappy, being miserable, depressed. I like being happy. I don't want to be unhappy. Matter of fact, I don't want to come to God's church and be unhappy. When I come to God's house, I want to be happy. Now, I may come in and my attitude is messed up, but I don't want to leave with a messed up attitude. I don't want unhappiness. I don't want depression. So I got to make sure there's no division. I got to make sure that I'm on the same page as God. I don't want to be unhappy. But then he says that house will not stand. There ain't going to be no power. Man, I got some issues going on in my life, and when I come to church, I need some power. I need God to strengthen me so I can go another week, another year, another 10 years. How many understand what I'm saying? I need some power. And see, God can give us exactly what we need in the prayer, in the songs, during the offering, and most definitely during the message. And so I need to make sure I'm not divided. And you need to make sure you don't allow yourself or to allow anybody to cause you to get off the page God wants you to be on. Yeah. As a parent, you got to tell your children, look, you better come on because we're going to church. And I need you to be ready by 8:45. Now, if you ain't ready by 8:45, you are to the point to where you are risking punishment. Now, if I could leave you, I would leave you, but... You're too young for me to leave you, but you will get dealt with. You got to be like that when it comes to being a parent. Yeah, if you drive your brothers or sisters, you got to let them know, you might get left. Yeah, I'm trying to be on the same page as God. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you don't want no division. You want to be where God wants you to be. You want to be in that place. You don't want to be against God's will. Do y'all have that same mindset? Yeah. I don't want to be unhappy, and I need some power. I need the praise team to hit every service. I don't need you to miss. I need you to hit every service. I don't need the ministers to try to pray on Sunday. I need them to hit every service. But y'all can flip it. Y'all need pastor to hit every message. Don't come in here playing. I need you to hit every message. Am I right about it? Yeah. So we all need to be on the same page so we don't lack power. Is that good teaching? All right. Let's go to Romans. And to whom much is given, much is required. Yeah. To whom much is given, much is required. I believe that First Lady, the ministers, and leaders should have a tighter connection than anybody, as well as armor bearers. There should be a tight connection. Why? Because to whom much is given, much is required. Okay, let's look at Romans 16. We're talking about preventing division. Now, this is going to get a little touchy, but it's just right. And this is a trait you got to have as you grow into adulthood. Look at Romans 16 and notice, if you will, verse 17. Y'all ready? Now look what Paul told the church. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary, help me, to the doctrine which you learn, and do what? Avoid them. We have to note and avoid saints that cause division. All this teaching I'm doing about being connected, sadly, there may be somebody that just don't want to get with the program. If you so happen to see such a person, according to this verse, young folk, make a note. Make a mental note. But then go a step further. Leave them alone. You love them, but leave them alone. Why? They causing division. Troublemaker. Yeah. You take note. And so you have to do that in the church in life and outside of church. You got to make note of folk that just don't want to do right. When you bump into folk at school and you done tried to be nice to them, you done tried to be cordial and they just don't want to do right, don't keep trying to be their friend. Just realize they not the ones that need to be in your life. Make note. Yeah, you can only try to help folk so much. After that, just leave them alone. It came a point to where Judas couldn't be helped. Jesus just left Judas alone. He said, Judas just ain't going to do right. He said, look, go and do what you're going to do. Do it quickly. I'm done with you. Paul had folk like that in his life. Paul was just hard. Paul said, look, I done turned these folk over to the devil. I done turned them over to Satan so they can learn. I'm leaving them alone. And sadly, young folk, they're going to be folk in church and in life to where you need to make note. Man, they just don't want to do what they're being taught. So I love them, but I just can't get too close to them. Because if I get too close to them, I'm going to start acting like them too. I'm going to start acting like them too. You know, the cooties, like we used to say coming up, it rub off them and get on you. Man, spirits transfer. So you have to be careful, young folk. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. Well, I see that person just don't want to come on with what God wants us to do. Let me just leave them. Let me just leave them alone. Let me greet them, hug them, but then keep it moving. Oh, we better read that verse again. Y'all too slow this morning. Let's try it again. Now I urge you, help me. Note those who cause and y'all can't read. Contrary to the which you and do what? That's it. Now you try to help folk because we promote unity, right? Yeah. But if it gets to the point to where a person just don't want to come on, just leave folk. Let God deal with them. Let God deal with the person. You make note. And you have to do that in life. As I said earlier, you just make a mental note. Who a person really is, you see it based upon how they act. Who a person really is, you see it based upon how they talk. Because out of the abundance of the heart, young people, the mouth, it will what? It's going to speak. You're going to see and hear what a person really is about. And if you see that they don't want to come together, just leave the person. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Lord have mercy. That's some good teaching. Am I right about it? So how many understand how important it is for us to be connected faith walkers? What is the one thing we need to promote? And what do we need to prevent? Division. And when we do that, we can be truly what? Connected. How many got it? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the text and for the teaching this morning. Want to be on the same page, right? Yeah.
You say you're searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. The show. 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 This the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to the Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.